Hi, I'm Fabricio Cruz, and I'm a coffee shop millionaire, and it's my sincerest desire that you use the strategies I'm about to reveal to you right now, as well as found elsewhere inside Coffee Shop Millionaire, to become one yourself. Imagine, once you learn and implement all that we're going to be sharing with you, the sky is the limit. Yes, you too can become a coffee shop millionaire. That's what I'm saying. You can write your own paycheck. You never have to worry about a boss again. Exciting stuff, right? Okay, so we're going to be talking about pay-per-click marketing in this video, and this is one that really, really gets me excited, because using some of the very strategies and concepts that I'm about to explain to you, I've had just one of my companies make as much as $132,412.58 in one single month. And again, this is using nothing more than the pay-per-click strategies and concepts that I'm about to share with you. So let's go ahead and get going here. This is about pay-per-click marketing, PPC, the money machine. Now let's briefly talk about pay-per-click traffic and what is it? You know, basically, pay-per-click traffic is the most cost-effective, targeted, profitable, and most popular way to drive traffic to your site. Just about everyone you can think of is using it. Internet marketers, small businesses, they're all using pay-per-click to drive highly targeted leads to their website. And by highly targeted, I mean these are people that have raised their hand and they've indicated interest in whatever it is that you're marketing. Now, it's up to you to make sure that what you're marketing is in line with specifically what they're looking for, and we're going to get into that right here. And this is where a lot of people mess up, but not you, future coffee shop millionaire. And basically, a pay-per-click search engine allows paying advertisers to bid for premium rankings. Premium rankings are the most premium spot on the website. It's the place where the eye is going to be most drawn to it. So that's a premium spot. You have to pay a premium price to be in a premium spot. And as the bids get more competitive, the more money each advertiser has to pay. And it fluctuates. You know, it's usually going to stay pretty consistent once you get it down, because you're going to have your consistent ad spend, and then you're going to have people that come in and come out, as they're obviously not implementing a lot of the strategies that we're teaching. So you're going to have an advantage over your competition, which they're going to have to hope that they can make their money back really quick, and we're going to have strategies that's going to allow us to hang in the game much longer than the people that don't have access to the same information that you've got right now. So let's talk about a popular pay-per-click search engine, and that's Google AdWords. They're the king of pay-per-click search. So I'm going to go ahead and flip on over here real quick to a Google shot here, and I've already researched weight loss. I'll go ahead and click it again. Weight loss. Now you'll see the search engine results here, and this is what I'm talking about. This is a Google search. Now the premium listings that I just mentioned are right here. You see that these top three, and then on the side here there's some more premium listings as well. Now this is premium location, because people's eyes are drawn in this direction over here. Now the ones down here in the middle that start after this third one and below, this is what we call organic listings, and those are technically free, and they're free in the sense that you don't pay Google anything, but it could still cost time and resources and money to get them to rank that high. And we'll cover all that in another video, a little bit more about search engine optimization. But in terms of this example, I just wanted to show you that right here, these are the premium listings. So let's go ahead and get back with our discussion here. So again, I mentioned that Google AdWords is the king of pay-per-click search engines. Now I'll tell you, it's the most expensive. It's got a lot of quality traffic, and you're going to have a lot of competitors in there, so that is naturally going to drive the cost up a little bit, but it does have the most rewards. If you can get this working, then you can literally scale it up to as much as you want, and we're going to talk about strategies for that later as well. Now, I don't want you to discard Yahoo and MSN or Microsoft as viable alternatives. And something really, really interesting that Yahoo recently teamed up with Microsoft, so you hopefully that'll give Google a run for their money, and now we'll have more viable alternatives here than just the, you know, the big search engines. But definitely don't discard Yahoo and MSN. I see that a lot of people that are just jumping on pay-per-click, they think that Google's the only one, the only game in town. Let me tell you, they are not the only game in town. So again, I just showed you examples of their premium listings, if you recall, at the very top, and then along the right side of the page, that's where your premium ads are going to appear. And another side note on MSN and Yahoo here, that oftentimes you can find cheaper bids and less competition because everyone is focusing on Google. Think about it. You know, every everybody goes to Google now, it seems, to do their searches. So everybody's focusing on Google, but there's still a lot of people, you know, a lot of people that have been around for a while, especially somebody like myself. I still use Yahoo for certain things. And so you're going to find a lot more experienced and a lot more internet savvy people using a site like Yahoo. With MSN or Microsoft or Bing, you know, they all kind of mean the same thing. You'll find kind of a little bit more naive. It's more of a naive audience because, you know, think about it, that most computers come with the Internet Explorer browser already preloaded. So whenever they do a search by default, it's going to go to an MSN property, and therefore they're going to be a little bit less savvy. But you'll find offers that work great in each one of these networks, and it's just a matter of fine-tuning it and making it work. So we're going to talk about that. But let me give you a quick warning, and this is something that I've been guilty of myself, and I know a lot of people. Okay, you can literally lose your shirt overnight on Google AdWords. You know, I've heard the horror stories, people putting in their credit cards, and then they let it rip. They'll put in some huge budget without testing their ROI first, and then they don't closely monitor their account. And this is a very common thing. I'll tell you, back when I first got started, and of course this was over 10 years ago, actually almost 10 years ago for pay-per-click specifically, because pay-per-click is just almost a decade old. But basically, I didn't have any daily budgets, and before I knew it, I'd spent over $1,000 in the matter of just a couple of hours with very, very little ROI. I mean, I probably brought in about $200 or $300, but lost about $1,200. So it was about a net loss of almost $900, and because of my inability to set a budget. So I say that, but that's not a terrible thing. I'm just saying this because I want you to be aware that you need to set a daily budget. What is the amount of money that you can afford to test per day? You know, it might be $20, it might be $50, it might be $100. I would start low. You know, you could start at $20, and if you're making a few sales, scale it up to $50, then scale it up to $100. Start slow so that you don't lose your shirt. But it's definitely easy to do so if you don't have any limits on your budget. But Google does make sure that you have a budget that you can afford to deal with, so that's not a major concern anymore. And you can even outsource your pay-per-click if you want to. You can just do a search online on Google for pay-per-click management, and you're going to find a lot of companies out there that claim to have excellent abilities to rank well in the search engines. Obviously, it would be ideal if you wanted to research that and you found somebody who was at the top. Then obviously they know what they're doing, because they're either paying for that placement or they're good at search engine optimization with their organic traffic strategies. But you know, with those type of guys, you just have to proceed with caution, because there's a lot of people out there that are competing for these type of business services. Some people know what they're doing and some people don't. So just always proceed with caution with that. But my biggest suggestion is just learn it. I mean, if there's a part of this entire you know, strategy, this online marketing game, quote unquote, that you could learn, pay-per-click is one of the most important things. So I just want to encourage you to hang in there when it comes to pay-per-click, and it's really not as hard as it seems. And which is why you know, people like us, coffee shop millionaires, are able to profit wildly from it while other people are still trying to figure it out. But this is lightning fast traffic, and Google AdWords is without a doubt the quickest way in the entire world to send laser targeted traffic to your website. Why is that? Because they literally control a massive part of the internet. I don't have any specific numbers. I've heard it's as low as 20 up to 80% of the reach. They control about 20% of overall internet traffic, and of course their overall reach is about 80%. And how do I get to that figure? Well, the way that they do it is using the content network, and we'll talk more about the content network later. But basically, it's non-Google websites showing Google ads. So if that makes any sense, anybody can put Google ads on their website and generate revenue, and that's a topic for another discussion. But their reach is massive. Their reach is huge, and that's why they can bring in laser targeted traffic. And literally in 15 minutes, you can go from not having visitors, you know, to your account being all set up and having floods of visitors landing on your page. And again, I say floods of visitors, but you want to make sure that you're testing appropriately until you have a winner. And once you have a winner, then unleash those floodgates, and you'll be glad you did. So to get set up, you want to visit google.com/AdWords, and they've got some excellent videos and tutorials that'll show you exactly how to set up your account. Even if you're an experienced AdWords user, they're still very, very beneficial. But again, go to google.com/AdWords for more details. details on that. But now let's talk about tried and true PPC. Now, every so-called expert or every so-called AdWords expert, they teach their methodology different. So what does this mean? One will have a specific strategy on how to rank well for a certain keyword. Some people say one keyword per ad group. Some people say 20 keywords per ad group. There's many different strategies. So I'm not going to try to, you know, contradict them here. You know, there's plenty of strategies that work, you know, with both philosophies. You know, we just want to find a true proven strategy and stick with it and be consistent with it. You know, PPC, and of course specifically Google, they change very, very frequently. So if you're not ready to kind of be aware of the changes that they're making and being flexible on the fly, then you know, that's something that I have to make you aware of. That's something that's part of being in this business. And it's the best part of being in this business because it gives you total control. You know, it's and Google gives you a lot of control as long as you're playing by the rules, and they make their rules as plain as day. And it's much easier than it sounds to make this happen. And of course, the strategy that I'm about to share with you has proven solid over the last decade, like I said, and the results are just getting stronger. So we're not trying to play any tricks here with the search engines. We're not trying to deceive anybody. We're just trying to give the people what they want. When somebody comes to a search engine, they type in a keyword. We just want to be as specific as possible to that type of keyword. So it's up to you to make sure that you're able to gather the correct keywords that match your offer correctly. Because if you gather keywords that don't correctly match up your offer, then you're going to get a lot of traffic. That's not going to be a problem, but your conversions are going to suffer, and then you're not going to be able to make that money back to reinvest in more traffic. But if you target your keywords properly to your offer, you're going to have more traffic than you can handle, and you're obviously going to be very, very profitable. And that's what I mean, that you're going to be able to write your own paycheck with pay-per-click marketing. So talking about keywords, let's go ahead and kind of move into that. And this is where it all starts. You know, you got to get inside your customer and your prospect's head. You have to know what they're thinking. So you have to generate a list of related keywords to get your to your product or service. And the best way to do that is at Google Keywords and or google.com/keywords. And you want to think of a lot more than just the obvious. So I'm going to jump over real quick to the Google Keyword tool. So the easiest way to find it is Google the term Google Keyword Tool, and you'll see it right there. All right, so now we're at the Google Keyword Tool. So what we want to do now is type in our keyword. So let's just stick with weight loss. Okay, so we're going to click on search. And it's going to just take a second to search up. And here we see, so we Googled the term weight loss. So now you're going to see all the associated terms with weight loss, like herbal weight loss tips, fast weight loss. So now we can get a nice little keyword list here all together. And it's really, really nice because you can also export these into any kind of format that you want. I always recommend just going text format unless you have any other reason for wanting to go with like a CSV or an Excel file that you want to sort them. And then you can see words that are similar to weight loss. You know, I typed in weight loss, but I see diet, I see fat loss, lose weight, you know, to lose weight. Obviously, that's probably how to lose weight. And then some other miscellaneous terms. So you can research this, and if your term is weight loss, obviously a lot of the words here are going to appeal to your offer. Now, over here in this list, some words may and some words may not. So you want to kind of go through those and kind of handpick those. And you also want to make sure over here that you're selecting the right words. Like, for example, ephedra weight loss. Well, if your product does not have any ephedra in it or there's nothing to do with ephedra, then that does not apply. But maybe it is a quick weight loss product. Maybe it's a weight loss supplement. You could probably lose weight fast, you know, and if you have weight loss tips on your site. So some of these sites or some of these pages will appeal. You might have a weight loss program, but your product might not be a weight loss workout, so you would not use this word. Okay, so just kind of go through that, and it just makes just use your common sense to see what are the words that people are going to be using. So there's no crazy expensive tools here. This is just a simple Google provides it free, the Google Keyword Tool, and you can also get some additional data here. Global monthly searches as well as local and the local search trends. I really don't focus on that much. I do like to look here at the competition, but being that our example here is a pretty fierce and competitive term, you're going to see a lot of competition here. Let's just say, for example, if our term was something less competitive, and hopefully this is going to be an appropriate example, but let's just type in scrapbooking. Let's search scrapbooking. I'm sure the term scrapbooking itself is going to be quite competitive, but I'm sure there's longer tail keywords that are not going to be as competitive. Well, you see, it is pretty competitive still, so maybe that's not the best example, but you'll see there's one here, Vilium scrapbooking. I don't even know what that means, but the competition here seems to be high competition as well. You'll see that there's a little bit of a space there. So that's just indicating that it's not the most competitive, but there's plenty of it. So you can play with this all day long. It's free, and just do your research. And once you've got a few keywords, let's just say, you know, we like all these keywords, and you know, we don't like this one, but we like this one and this one. When you're done, ready to download, you can download all 800 of them or download the selected 6. So I would highly suggest that you go through these and kind of cherry pick them. And I know it might be a little bit tedious, but believe me, this is one of the most important parts of your pay-per-click campaign, is that you have to make sure that all keywords are laser targeted. Okay, so if we're promoting, say, a scrapbook, and you know, we're not talking about scrapbook layouts, and especially free, we've got something for sale on our site. And if you selected all 800, you'd be getting keywords like free scrapbooking layouts, which may have nothing to do with your website. Yes, it has to do with scrapbooking, but you're giving nothing away for free, and you don't have any layouts that you're advertising. So anyway, that's just a little insight there on the Google keyword tool. You can play around with it, you can sort these by competition, by monthly searches, to really get some accurate information. But that's just a simple thing, and you know, a lot of people like to overcomplicate the keyword research part. It's very, very simple, as I just showed you. So let's go ahead and jump on back here to the keyword section. So again, this is where it all starts. You got to get inside your customer's prospect's head, and you want to generate a list, and I just showed you how to do that at the google.com/keywords, or you can just Google the term Google keyword tool. Sometimes it comes up under either one. They're always kind of changing that location. But you also want to think of lateral terms, not just one, obviously. And I showed you an example there. On the side, they suggest similar terms. So you want to make sure that you're able to go through those and pick out the ones that are applicable, and do not use the ones that are not, because you're going to be spending wasted money here on clicks that aren't relevant. And you know, for example, if the keyword is make money from home, a lateral keyword might be rich dad, poor dad. And the way that you can connect that is that if somebody's searching for rich dad, poor dad, and you have a way that you can make sense for people that search for rich dad, poor dad to understand that those same type of people would also be interested in your product, and you've got a way to kind of merge that search on over, then that's a lateral keyword. So you want to just keep that in mind. Just because your product is not specifically the name of rich dad, poor dad, doesn't mean that that you can't use it. You know, they might be searching for a course that Rich Dad Poor Dad puts out, or they might be searching for, you know, more information on a certain philosophy that Rich Dad Poor Dad would approve of, and you're publicly saying that this is along the lines of their philosophy. So my suggestion is to try and gather at least 100 quality keywords to start. You know, you're obviously going to get more than that as time goes on, but we have to start somewhere. So a good goal is to grab 100 keywords. That should give you enough to do a little bit of testing, to kind of fine tune it a little bit, eliminate some poor performing keywords. You're going to find a couple that are doing well, and you can definitely scale that up. Now let's talk about writing your ad. Now this one is really, really important, and you always want to include your keywords in your ads if possible. Now there might be sometimes when you can't do it because the keyword is just too long. You know, you can use abbreviations, and just make sure that they're the actual abbreviations that make sense for that word, because you don't want to get a little bit too creative, because sometimes Google won't approve those ads, and of course the other search networks as well. So you want to be very, very specific as to what your prospect is searching for. So like I said in my example, scrapbooking, my search was scrapbooking, just general scrapbooking, but one of the keywords, if you remember, was free scrapbooking layouts. So if you didn't have any layouts for free, then don't use that keyword, because you're going to attract a freebie seeker who doesn't really care to spend any money on your website. And one of the things that I highly suggest is you want to split test your ads. You want to split test two or three different versions of your ads at all time to determine which one is better. And this is something you just never quit doing. You never stop split testing. So start off with three pretty different ads using some of the strategies that we're sharing with you, and then you'll want to definitely fine-tune those and see which headlines are resonating with people. So you want to use three different variations of an ad and then kind of trim one out. So what I like to do is I use three, and then I just eliminate the loser and I put a new ad in there. And I'm always eliminating a loser, putting a new one in. So my ads are always appearing fresh, updated, and it generates more traffic as a result of doing that. And then you want to have a call to action. This is what you call telling them what to do or what are they getting. You know, if you do have a free offer, then put in, you know, a free report. You know, click here for a free report. Or if you have a video that's free, you know, free video. You know, you definitely want to have a call to action, something that tells them what to do. And this is where a lot of people mess up too, is they don't have a call to action. You know, you have to ask for the click, ask for the sale, you know, identify exactly what it is they need to do in order to move on to the next step. And not doing so is definitely going to cost you money, and it's going to hurt your ad performance. Now, to continue here with writing your ad, here is an example of one here at the bottom right is online stock trading. And this one works really good. Well, I'll go ahead and start with the dog training example. Because once I have a good title, I almost always like to end the title with a question mark. But it's important to have a good title because that way it makes perfect sense. You know, for example, my dog. My title might read "Dog Training Guide?" question mark, and for whatever reason, it invokes curiosity, because if that's what they're looking for and they see a question mark, it's almost like you're asking them, "Hey, are you looking for this?" Now, another good article or another example here is the online stock trading. Now, you'll see there if somebody types in online stock trading, this one works really good because they have the number 7. They're very, you know, not that the number 7 is anything magical, although sometimes, you know, it could be in marketing, but the number 7 seems to be a very nice clean number, $7, and then here on the second line you have another number, and they're also qualifying the prospect or the person, and this is another thing too, that if you're paying a lot of money, and take a look at this online stock trading, they are they're obviously paying a lot of money to be there because it's very highly competitive. You don't want a lot of people just clicking because they just want free information. So look at that. They are qualifying that click with a $500 to start. So you think that's going to eliminate a lot of people that would have never paid the $500 had they click on it? You bet. So the people that are going to click on it are going to be more qualified, and that's going to make that ad more profitable. It might get less clicks, but it's going to be more profitable. Now, in the body of the ad, if we're going with my dog training example, I might include some specific information like numbers, just like I'm showing you with the online stock trading one. You know, for example, you know, a good middle line might say, "I train up to 3 dogs at once," just like the stock trading one. $7 online stock trades, no share, no share limit, but the second line just ends with no share. So you see where I'm going here, and then you notice that I'm using a specific example. Or if your number's financial, then be sure that you include a full number, you know, if the spaces allow. And sometimes the spaces won't allow, so you can, you know, round up or just kind of cut it off after the decimal point. But numbers always draw attention to your ad, just like you see there, just like in my dog training example, and just like you see there right now with the online stock trading example. So let's go ahead and talk about some bidding strategies, because you remember when I first started talking about pay-per-click that as competitors come in, you're going to have to pay more, but sometimes, you know, competitors come in, they leave, and then your pay-per-click or your cost per click, you know, fluctuates quite a bit. So being first is not always best. You know, just think about, you know, when you do research for something, let's say you're doing research for weight loss, how many times do you click on that first ad and you just back out right away because something just didn't hit you on it, and you are still continuing doing your research? Well, guess what? You probably cost that advertiser $4 or $5. And how many people are doing that every single day? Probably a lot. So if you're going to be first, then you better have a nice budget, as well as a highly converting existing sales process that you've tested before. If you don't have a huge budget and you don't have a high converting sales process, or it's untested, you're still not sure, then go ahead and stay into the middle areas, because those are the more safer areas. And people that click in that area, they're going to be a little bit more qualified because they've already done a little bit of research. So they'll be a little bit more more qualified as to what they're looking at, because usually those first few clicks are just, you know, just seeing if their search results are accurate. And then if they read their ad and click on yours, and yours is kind of down there towards the middle, you're going to have a better shot at converting that that prospect into a customer. So a good strategy here is to bid in threes and eights. For example, you want to bid on, you know, bid for 53 cents instead of 50 cents, because that's what your competition will bid. You know, they're bidding 50, 55, 60, 65, 70. And while, you know, I bid 53, 58, 63, 68. And what that does is it gives me a tiny little bump. And of course, the guy that bid 65, and if I'm at 63, of course, he's outbid me. But if you bid in threes and eights, you're at least going to have that slight edge over people that are bidding almost identical to you. So just keep that in mind too. And you want to test your conversions, you know, test your sales, your opt-ins after 100 clicks, you know, to your ad, and then reevaluate. So after 100 clicks, you should have a decent idea of what's going on. And if you need a little bit more traffic, then I'd say the next level is 500 clicks. You know, so once you've got something that's proving to convert, then let it run for another 500 and then reevaluate at that point. See if your numbers are remaining consistent as you scale up your campaign. But 100 clicks should be a good good kind of a first test to see if you've got something that's worth winning here. And then you want to make sure that you track which keyword is making the sale. And this is very important, because what if you've got a bunch of keywords loaded in there and you spent $100? Let's just say, for example, you spent $100 and you made $80. So it's a net loss of $20. What does that mean? Most people that don't understand the concepts that you are being exposed to right now will give up and quit, and they'll say, I can't afford to keep spending $100 to make $80. That's losing $20. And yeah, makes perfect sense. But what if you can go in there and delete, hand by hand, delete and eliminate the keywords that are costing you the most money, and then you can scale up, you can put more money into the keywords that are making you more money. So round number one, $100 turns into $80 brought in, so basically you lost $20. Round number two, maybe you're at break even now. You know, you spent $100 and you made $100. You know, and then what about round three? You know, give it another test of 100 or 500 clicks. Maybe you spend $100 and then you make $200. And that's when you get to the point where you can scale up your campaign as much as you want. But just but the only way you could possibly do that is if you're able to track which keyword is making the sale. Or if it's a sign up, you know, if you're generating leads, whatever it is, make sure you're able to track the keyword. Now let's talk about the Google Content Network. I talked about this earlier. It's just got so much traffic because this is about being on independent websites here. But basically, it allows you to be a little bit more creative than the search network. And this is what's called interruption marketing, because they're not necessarily seeking what it is that you have to offer. They might be reading a page. And of course, the CTRs or the click-through ratios are going to be a lot less because they're obviously not as targeted. They are very targeted. It's very good quality, but it's not the same as somebody who's searching for your product versus somebody who's reading an article that has to do with your product, but they might not necessarily be interested in clicking on your ad because they're not looking for it at the current time. So hopefully that makes sense, but that'll make a little bit more sense too as I continue to explain it. But like I said, there's a lot of traffic. I mean, usually 10 times more traffic for the same keyword on the content network than on the search network, because again, you know, Google's leveraging the exposure and the reach of that of billions. I mean, I don't have the exact number, but it's got to be in the hundreds of millions, if not billions, of other websites out there that are on the network. And it's a great place to sell lower priced items, because you can often get lower price clicks for it. So you can often test lower priced items. And if you have big ticket items to sell, something that's like $97 or so, it's better to warm them up via an autoresponder. So you want to get them into your sequence and educate them a little bit about your product and what it can do for them. And then that's another great way. But it's a great way to get them, because it's more of an impulse click. You know, they weren't looking for what it is that you had to offer. So it's an impulse click. So it needs to be a lower price price product. You know, $7, $17, $27, even as high as $37. Those are kind of lower priced. You know, the people will impulse buy on prices like that because, you know, if your information's good, then they'll buy it. But again, they weren't looking for it. So if you have a higher priced product, it's easier to sell that on the search network versus content. And then you have to know your numbers. I mean, this is the biggest key to becoming financially free. The biggest key to becoming a coffee shop millionaire is know your numbers. If you don't know your numbers, you don't really have a business. I mean, you obviously you do have a business, but you know your business is running. I don't know how it's running, literally. I mean, if you don't know your numbers, then your business isn't running as effectively as it should, and you have to know your numbers really, really fast, because how much are you going to know, you know, or how are you going to know how much you can afford to spend to acquire a new customer? You know, what if you're paying 50 cents a click, and you could pay as much as $1.50 and triple your revenue? I mean, that's why you have to know your numbers, because you don't want to, you know, be too content in one area when you could be leaving so much more money on the table. Or what if you're paying 50 cents and you're only bringing back 60 cents on that ad spend, so you're only making 10 cents per click on that 50 cent click. And what if you lowered your click? Then that would allow you to make more profit, maybe stay in the same position. You just have to know your number, and you have to know your metrics and how it all adds up. Now let's talk about the specific numbers to know. You want to know your cost per click, you want to know how many impressions, and you want to know the sale. Like, how much does it cost to generate a sale? How much, once you learn your numbers, you'll learn, okay, out of 100 clicks, I could expect to get 5 sales. How much can I afford to spend to generate 5 sales? How much profit does one sale give me? I mean, there's just so much that you need to know, but it's very, very easy. Just know these numbers that I'm telling you, and the rest will fall into place. Then you want to know the click-through rate. You know, what's the percentage of people that click on the website, that click on your ad? Because you have to have a pretty decent little click-through rate, and it's not as hard as it sounds, and it's not even a big challenge, especially if you follow our tips on setting this up. But you have to have a relatively good click-through rate in order for your ads to keep showing on Google and for you to have a lower cost per click. Why is that? Because Google makes absolutely no money by showing your ad. The only time they make any money is when someone clicks on it. So it's in their best interest to have an ad that has a good click-through ratio versus one that doesn't, because they're going to make more money as an end result, and it provides better value for their user. Then you have to know your opt-in rate. If you have a squeeze page or a landing page that's collecting people's name and emails, you have to know what's that opt-in rate. And then you have to know how much can you afford to pay per lead. You know, so, and then you have to know how many opt-ins convert into sales. So again, it's very, very simple once you get the ball rolling and once you see prospects coming through to determine what's the click-through rate here. And then the sales page conversion rate. Again, you know, after 100 clicks, how many people buy? Is it 1? Is it 5? Is it 7? And then you'll know that over time, and as you scale up, those numbers will remain consistent as long as all your other numbers are pretty consistent too. But the only way that you could do this is if you know your numbers. Then you have to know your upsell conversion rate as well. You have to know how many people, after they buy your initial product, are going to buy another product that you have to offer, whether it be an immediate upsell or a back-end product. You have to know, because once you know these numbers, then you can say, okay, well, my first product is a $27 product. So if I have no upsells or no backend, then all my customers are worth $27 to me. But if I have an upsell for, let's just say $67 upsell, and out of 10 people that buy your $27 product, you get 3 people that buy the $67 upsell. So that means after 10 sales, you make an additional, I'd say what's 3 times 67, that's almost 210. Let's just assume that it was 70. So you have almost a $210 in additional revenue. So if you divide that up by 13, whatever 13 by 210 is, that's what your customer value is. So you want to make sure that you know what's the upsell rate, so you can determine what your customer value is overall. And then you can know how much you can afford to spend on bringing in the clicks. And then of course the refund rate. You got to make sure that you're on top of your refund rate. If it's too high, then you need to figure out what are some things you can do to lower that refund rate. You know, are you clear on your terms of service as to what the customer is getting? Is there an area that you can improve on your product? And you'll be surprised. There's plenty of ways that most people can improve their products by providing, you know, a quick start guide, by providing something that people can digest really, really quickly after they make their purchase, so that they feel good about it. Just like we did here with Coffee Shop Millionaire. So you have to know your numbers, and it's very, very important. And again, like I mentioned earlier, you have to keep your bidding and your budgets tight. And then you have to get some initial data on your sales and your leads and conversions, because you need some initial data so that you can make decisions to later based on that initial data, because you can't scale anything without testing first, which leads me into you want to test everything. You want to split test the ads, the headlines, the call to actions, the price points. And I'm telling you, you can't do too much testing. So that's another thing to know, is you cannot do too much testing. This is all very, very easy to do. There are a lot of things out there. There's a lot of tools and things that can help you automate a lot of this process, and we'll talk more about that, but this is more of the foundation and of the mindset of pay-per-click marketing, and you have to test everything, and you will make more money as you test. So think about it that way. You know, the more you test, the more money you make. Imagine if you test your headline and you see that one headline brings you twice as many more customers. What does that mean? Twice as many more profits. You know, you test call to actions. What do people like to hear? Do they want to hear buy now, or do they want to hear invest now, or do they want to hear spend it now? You know, there's many different ways that you can test the call to action. The price points, you know, what makes more sense, $17 per sale or $27 per sale? Sometimes you'll make more money selling something cheaper. If you have a pretty solid back end, your customer value is going to be even higher because you get more people into your funnel. So that's another thing you want to split test and price, you know, the pricing. And you know, by testing, you can come up with the best blend of everything, the best headline with the best call to action at the best price. And over time, you're going to have created a profit center that's going to last for years to come. And I've got plenty of little profit centers that are still going many, many years later. And then you can repeat this process over and over again, just like I have, to create more profit centers. So imagine if you've got one little website here making you $5,000 a month, then you got another one making you $20,000 a month, you got another one that's your main focus, you're making $80,000 a month, and then you've got a few other ones that are making $30,000 a month, then one of them you sell for $500,000. I mean, you're building a lot of little assets that are going to be making you money for many, many years to come. And that's very, very exciting. And that's how you become a coffee shop millionaire, is by getting the ball rolling. And this is the easiest way that I know how to do it. So when you know your numbers, you're going to have so much more control over your business. You know how much does it cost to generate a sale. You're going to know how much it costs to generate a lead. You're going to know so much about your business that most people don't. You're going to know how much longer can you stay at that certain bid price. You can move up. You can move down your bids. I'm telling you, your competition, you know, for the most part, for an overwhelming majority, I'm saying 90% plus, 95% plus, they don't know their numbers as good as they should. And I've seen it every single day. You know, so if you don't know your numbers, you are leaving massive amounts of money on the table, possibly money that you'll never ever be able to see or touch. You know, for example, what if you raised your bid by 75 cents? You could increase your net profit by 25%. You know, but if you don't know your numbers, you're never going to be able to figure that out. So it's critical, critical, critical that you know your numbers. And then you want to find out how much is it going to cost you to acquire a new customer, just like I said earlier, or client. At which point is it profitable? You know, at which point is it not profitable? That's the key thing. You have to know exactly what you're doing. So let's go ahead and jump into a quick live example here of how to set up a pay-per-click ad. And this is real quick and brief, and there's a lot of tutorials here on it. Okay, so we were earlier in the keyword tool, so let's go ahead and go to one of my AdWords campaigns. Now, this is just one of my campaigns here. And you'll see that this one's a little bit over a year. And over the last year, you know, I've got my campaign budget set at just over $2,000. You'll see I've had an ad spend of over $114,000. And so for me, the way that I look at it, because I know my numbers, okay? So for every dollar I spend, I can expect to bring back anywhere from, you know, $2.50 to $3. So if you see an ad spend here of $114,000, then it's safe to assume that I tripled that in revenue. So my profit is somewhere in the $250,000 range. And this is just one of my AdWords accounts. I have a bunch of them because I like to separate them per market that I'm in. So this one is in one of my BizOp markets, and I don't like to mix and match them. Starting out, you don't need to get a bunch of them, just one will do. But let's go ahead and talk about how do you go about setting up an ad. So we're going to click on new campaign here. And you're going to want to select your campaign name. Just make it something that you can easily reference. So don't worry about you know, about, you know, that nobody's going to see this except for you. So make sure it's something that you reference. And then you want to target. What locations are you going to target? You can see I'm in the Texas area, so they're telling me, you know, that I can target the Texas, the state of Texas, the city of Austin, you know, the bundle of U.S. and Canada, or all countries and territories. I recommend that you start off by targeting U.S. and Canada if your offer is appealing to people in Canada, because you want to get enough traffic. If you only go through, you know, your state or your local area, it might not be enough traffic to test unless your offer only appeals to your local area. So that's something to keep in mind. And then we go on down here, and here's where you set your budget. Here's where you set your budget, and like I said, put something low. Put something that you know you're not going to lose your shirt over. Now, whenever I set a new campaign, I always put $1,000 because I'm able to spend that much money to test my ads. Okay, you saw my previous screenshot there, or my previous campaign settings. But if you're brand new, again, you don't want to put $1,000. Maybe $10. You know, maybe. I'd say you put at least 25, you know, to start, and it doesn't have to be that high. You can even be less, but put $25 to start, and we're going to go ahead and save and continue. Now, ad group name. This is, let's just give it a name. Let's just say Coffee Shop Millionaire. And then if you're going to focus on a certain theme, okay, so let's say Coffee Shop Millionaire and then Make Money. So we might have, you know, ad group number one could be Coffee Shop Millionaire and then Make Money. And then ad group number two could be Coffee Shop Millionaire, you know, Work From Home. So we got to, you got to know what is the theme of the ad group going to be. So let's just stick with Make Money. And then let's go ahead and write our ad. And again, this is just off the top of my head. Let's just end it like that, because I'm gonna run out of room here if I put too much more. Okay, so you'll see what I've done here is make money. So you make more money, or you know, how about this? A little bit more specific, make money. Faster. Make money faster than ever. We'll have to play with that a little bit, but you get the point here. Make money faster than you ever thought possible, exclamation point, thousands per week with Coffee Shop Millionaire. Or you can change that to month, whatever makes more sense. So we're trying to brand the Coffee Shop Millionaire, and then you're going to get your link. You're going to get your link here in your back office, so you can promote Coffee Shop Millionaire and you know, put in your hop link, and destination URL is coffee. And of course, your destination URL will probably look quite different, but you'll certainly want to make sure that it's related there. So, and again, you want to make sure that this whole ad makes sense. I would just put make more money. Okay. Faster. You know, there's so many ways you can play with this. Make more money faster with Coffee Shop Mail. And then, you know, if we have a video or something on the landing page. Something like that. You know, and you mix and match with it. Of course, this is all on the fly, but check your resources section too here, because we'll have plenty of advertising copy and templates that you can use to promote Coffee Shop Millionaire and make extra money. And just keep in mind that when you promote Coffee Shop Millionaire, you get 50% recurring commissions. So it's a pretty sweet deal. So that's why I'm kind of giving you a real example that you can use and take. So in this example, make money, then you want your ad groups to be, you want your keywords to be all make money related. So make money, and again, you're gonna have your list of keywords. I'm just typing in a few. For example, make more money, make money fast. Let's just kind of put that there. For example, All right, so let's just go ahead and save ad group. Okay, of course, I got to put my bid in. All right, so let's just say default bid, you remember, five. What were we talking about? Bid in threes and eights. So let's go with 58 cents here. Save ad group. And that's pretty much it. I mean, that we just created one. Of course, I kind of went through that pretty quickly, but that's just one example right there. And you'll see our ad here. So you can always add more ads by going on ads. And if you remember, I said you want to put in several ads. And you'll see it's pending review. Usually they review it pretty quickly. But you want to put a new ad, new text ad. And then you do it again, and you're able to split test between them. So that's kind of my little example there. So let's go ahead and jump on back to the presentation. So yeah, that's my live example. But don't forget there are other traffic sources. There's contextual advertising, which is CPV or cost per view, also known as PPV, that we'll be covering in another video here. You know, services like Media Traffic, Traffic Vans, Zango, Add-On, and there are their respective logos. AdBrite's another one. AdBrite's good for banner ads. But my recommendation is you get good with Google, get good with the AdWords PPC platform, and then expand your advertising reach with other services. You know, I don't want you to be too focused on, or actually not focused enough on Google, because you could easily lose your main focus if you're trying to go to Media Traffic, Traffic Van, Zango, and get all set up when you're still kind of trying to learn AdWords. So get good with AdWords, learn it, and then you expand your advertising reach with these other services. And then you want to model after your successful Google campaigns with PPV, or otherwise known as CPV, AdBrite and Yahoo, etc. So you take a campaign that's winning and then you model it across all the other networks. So don't try to spread yourself too thin at first. But let me just tell you in closing, PPC is great because it's like a cash machine. You know, once you put a dollar in, you'll know how much you'll be able to get out typically. But you got to know your numbers, and it's very predictable and it's easy to duplicate and scale out. But again, you heard me say it before, I'm going to say it again, know your numbers. If you don't know your numbers, you don't have a real business. And you can start anytime and you can target any part of the world. That's what I love, or any part of the country in the United States, or any part of Canada or Australia, and of course in other regions of the world. You can target specific states, provinces, metro areas, and cities. So if you have an offer that only appeals to a very, very local area, then that geo-targeting is incredible for you. So let me just tell you, once you master pay-per-click traffic, you will never worry about money again. You know, that's the best thing about being a coffee shop millionaire, is that once you've got a good grip and understanding of the concepts and strategies that I just explained, you're never, ever, ever going to have to worry about money again, and that's an excellent feeling. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope to see you in one of the coffee shops of the world, because I'm definitely going to be there enjoying life, and I'll see you on the next video.